Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Security concerns briefly intensified ahead of President Donald Trump's visit to California. Authorities arrested a 38-year-old man near Trump National Golf Club in Rancho Palos Verdes after he was reportedly seen photographing security operations. Deputies say the suspect was carrying a concealed pistol, high-capacity magazines, and prohibited ammunition. A later search of his home uncovered additional firearms, body armor, and notebooks containing what investigators described as concerning statements. The FBI, Secret Service, and local law enforcement are now assisting in the investigation. Officials have not identified a credible threat against the president or linked the suspect to an assassination plot, but say the incident highlights the importance of early intervention and coordinated security measures. Another news. Relations between Washington and Brasilia have taken another hit. The United States has revoked the visa of Brazil's ambassador to Washington, Maria Luisa Ribeiro Viotti, calling the move a reciprocal response after Brazil denied entry to two U.S. State Department officials last month. Brazil accused the American officials of attempting to interfere in its upcoming elections, a claim Washington strongly rejects. The visa cancellation does not amount to an expulsion, but U.S. officials say additional diplomatic measures remain possible. The dispute comes amid broader disagreements over tariffs, election oversight, and regional politics, adding fresh strain to one of the Western Hemisphere's most significant diplomatic relationships ahead of Brazil's national vote. Around the world, Ukraine's capital has endured one of its deadliest attacks this year. Russian ballistic missiles and drones struck Kyiv and surrounding districts overnight, killing at least 14 people and injuring 22 others. Ukrainian officials say residential neighborhoods and warehouses were damaged, with emergency crews searching through rubble for possible survivors. Kyiv's military administration accused Russia of deliberately targeting civilian infrastructure, while Moscow has not commented on the strike. The attack follows weeks of escalating cross-border assaults by both countries, including Ukrainian strikes deep inside Russia. As the conflict intensifies, Ukraine continues to urge its allies to provide more Patriot air defense systems to better protect cities from repeated missile attacks. Another news. Fresh diplomatic efforts may be easing tensions between the United States and Iran. Qatar says mediators have made significant progress toward ending the conflict, with Oman and Pakistan also helping facilitate contacts between the two sides. The encouraging signals pushed global oil prices lower for a second straight day, although Iran continues to deny direct negotiations with Washington. Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz remains heavily disrupted, and another vessel reportedly came under attack near the strategic waterway. U.S. officials say talks are moving in the right direction, but caution that no final agreement has been reached. For now, diplomacy appears to be gaining momentum, even as security risks remain high. Another news. Political tensions are rising inside Lebanon as indirect peace efforts continue. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem has condemned ongoing U.S.-backed talks between Lebanon and Israel, arguing they will bring only humiliation and unwanted concessions for Lebanon. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam responded sharply, accusing Hezbollah of dragging the country into unnecessary conflicts and undermining state authority. The exchange came as negotiators met in Rome for another round of discussions aimed at reducing tensions along the border. Although violence has eased since recent ceasefire arrangements, Israeli strikes and military activity continue in parts of southern Lebanon. The negotiations remain a key test of whether diplomacy can deliver greater stability in the region. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.